hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here on Patriot Street Fighter. We're going to do another great segment with Clay Clark, one of the guys who can unearth information like nobody's business on this planet against the deep state power structure, the cabal, the Khazarians, you name it. Sorry, we've been a little bit offline for here in the last week or 10 days. Had a long run, and I apologize about that, but left a little time to broadcast, so I figured we're going to kick it off again. Gonna do it right at the top of the hill. Clay Clark, man, what do you got on the right on your plate there?
Besides, well, first off, I wanted to introduce everybody to Gina Holcomb, and Gina is on the Reawaken America tour. And I wanted to do was to make today's show. I'm gonna drop some knowledge bombs, but I just want to do a little housekeeping, Scott. That I thought would be a lot of fun for your listeners. And is it okay if I share a screen and share something with you real quick here?
Let me should know better with your arsenal. I should have that teed up and ready.
Oh, no problem. I just want to share some things with everybody, and I want to just do some housekeeping notes, knock it all out. You have such a great audience. I want to just be very clear. So we type in Reawaken America Tour. And Gina, by the way, does a phenomenal job. I call her one of the founding mothers of the tour. I won't mention where I met her, but during the peak of the lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, you know, I sued the mayor of Tulsa to keep the city open. I turned my building into a town hall, and I kept running into her. She would come to these events with some of her friends, and we connected. And then at a certain point, I was like, you know, I think you had asked, or I had asked, if you could come work here and help us out.
Right.
Is that accurate?
You were getting ready to start the Reawaken America. Actually, it was Reopen America.
Yeah.
We were in lockdown.
Right.
And I said, I want to volunteer over spring break because I was working at a middle school.
Right. And so, and at the time, Scott, I was giving out my phone number, which I still do, by the way, folks. So if you do want a ticket to the Reawaken America tour, what you do is you can text me. This is the back of a piece of mail. You can text my number, 918-851-0102. And you can text the number, that's my cell phone, 918-851-0102. It's the same number that I talked to Scott McKay on, same number I talked to Eric Trump on, same number I just got off the phone with Cash Patel on. And I was just selling tickets myself because I didn't have a team, never had an aspiration to do something like this. I just felt called to do it. So Gina's, and as we're doing these tour events, people recently have thought I've lost my mind. And a lot of wonderful people on the tour have thought I've lost my mind. There's probably 50 people on the tour, great people, vendors, speakers who've said, I think he's lost his mind. And they've all asked the same question. They go, what are you doing allowing the Rolling Stone to ride with you in your white van to the event? Remember these guys? Do you ever meet these guys?
No. Who's the Rolling Stone?
A Rolling Stone magazine or publication.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're like,
okay,
why are you allowing Rolling Stone to ride with you in your van? What are you doing? Well, why is Washington Post? Did you meet the Washington Post at the last one? Did you meet these people?
No, I met some of the media, but not them.
Okay. And so they're all, you know, Scott, you I'm sure you saw some of them, but they're asking, like, what are you doing? And I'm going, well, you see, the thing is, we have to waken up America,
right?
Which consists of more people than what listen to your show or my show. And we need to reawaken America. And people go, but America, then that means you got to invite the deep state to the event? And I go, oh, yeah, yeah. Got to get the deep. I got to invite everybody, Scott, because the people behind the camera are misguided. But I believe that God created them, and I hope that they wake up. Okay, so this is an example. This just happened this week. Here we go.
Eric Trump, son of Donald, has been making the rounds as part of something called the Reawaken America Tour. This is quite a tour. Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, the MyPillow guy, all the stars.
And again, this guy, most people believe this guy's been to Epstein Island. He's not a fan of mine.
Right.
But he's talking about it, and we're running into more people now that are going, hey, I heard about the tour from the media. So you talk to people. Mm-hmm. How often are you running into people now, Gina, that are saying, hey, I heard about the tour from like the local media, like Pennsylvania or online, or from some sort of attack piece or something in the media?
Right. Well, Batavia was huge. Batavia, New York, because a lot of people that, because we ask everybody on the phone, how did you hear about the Reawaken? Well, a lot of them were hearing it from the local news in a bad way. And they said, well, if they're talking bad about
it, there it is,
then I want to see, I want to check it out because I don't agree with them.
So Scott, I'd love to tap into your wisdom on this, because these are the actual questions I was asked. And I wrote down a few of them because I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And one of the reporters asked me, I go, I'm going to write that down real quick. Can I write down what you just asked me? This is a question. Mr. Clark, why are you a white Christian nationalist? That's the question. So, Scott, I said, well, let me just break it down into three parts. I'm white, I believe, because of lack of sunlight or melatonin or some sort of thing. And then I'm a Christian because I choose Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And then I'm, what was the next part? And they said, nationalist. I go, yeah, because I'm not a globalist. Scott, I'd love to get your thoughts on the media, because I did bring them backstage. And I did, you know, kind of had them in an area where if you wanted to talk to him, you could. If you didn't, you didn't have to. But they love talking to Bo Pulney and General Flynn. They went after Bo pretty good. Yeah. Oh, what are your thoughts there, Scott?
Well, I've had a question loaded as a response to return that serve when they shove that microphone in my face and ask me when they say it. Then I just come back, why are you a pedophile?
Oh, gosh.
Works every time. Conversation's over.
There it is. So, you know, what I found is that a lot of these people there, day two in Pennsylvania, people came to day two that weren't at day one. And they go, hey, I saw you guys on Fox News, and they asked you a question, and they're asking me, you know, why am I a white Christian nationalist? They saw my response. And some people are like, that makes sense. I'm going to the event. You know, so all I can say is I haven't lost my mind. I'm just wanting to reawaken America. And not just the people that listen to truth shows, because your listeners have got it and they get it for a long time. So, second piece of housekeeping notes, Gina, what is the lowest ticket price you've sold a ticket for? Just so everybody out there can know.
A few times I've done a free ticket.
That is against the rules, Scott. Okay, but what's the lowest price you've sold one for, the lowest dollar amount?
Well, generally, you know, I've done 25, I've done 50.
Why did you get one for free? Do you hate me? Is that what that is?
No, these are people occasionally they'll say, I'm going to get paid this Friday, but right now I have $2 in my account. And I'm, you know, I just want to get everybody there that... If God's woken them up,
right?
You know, if they're awake to all this and they want to be there, then I want to do everything I can to get them there.
And Scott, I this is the thing. I give discernment to Gina and the team. I say, hey, let people name their price, and you have discernment. Now, the only thing is we don't let people in if they're on this list of people that can't go. So General Flynn has this Antifa list. Other speakers have an Antifa list, security, and those people can't come. So that's why you have to bring your ID. That's why you have to call in over the phone. And so this is the second housekeeping note here, Scott. This is so funny. The mainstream media comes up to me and they go, Mr. Clark, off the record, sir. This is what they do. Off the record, sir. We went out in the line there and we asked people what they paid for a ticket. They literally asked people who are in the baptism line, what did you pay for your ticket? And people were like, well, 25 or 50 or 100 or whatever, you know, 200, whatever the number was, 500 for a VIP, whatever. And the media comes back and they said, we've come to the conclusion that you're losing a lot of money. Like we've done the math. And I go, you have, huh? And they go, we called your sound company that you hired in Idaho. The sound company, we called the lights, and we called the porta potty people, and we called the security, and we've got our hands on some invoices here for what you've paid for security. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking I'm going to, like, I guess, not acknowledge it. Well, if they told you I paid them that much, I did. I mean, I don't think I hope that our security doesn't work for free and they're not the cheapest people in the world. Right. I mean, these are all, like, you know, former, you know, Army Rangers. And these are great people that work with it. And they said, we've determined you're losing a lot of money. Is that why you're slowing down the tour? So my second piece of housekeeping notes is we committed, and Scott, you and I met from the very beginning. I mean, the very first one we met, we're all feeling each other out, getting to know each other. And I thought we were doing one. And then General Flynn said, could you do one more? Next thing you know, we're doing them every month. And you met my wife. Gina drove with my wife and I to the last event. Mm-hmm. And my wife's very reasonable. And my wife and I were talking. And my wife's like, you know, how many of these one mores do you think we're going to do? I'm like, that's a great question. So we called America's General. And General Flynn says, let's do every month until we get to November. I said, okay, let's do it. Well, afterwards, I'm talking to Eric Trump. I went to his home. And Eric's going, dude, you can't stop this. Like, you can't stop this. Mm-hmm. So he says, I need you to come out to so I went out to Florida, met with his father, at President Trump. And long story short, they don't want us to stop. They being America doesn't want us to stop. Mm-hmm. President Trump is aware of what we're doing, and we can't stop. We got to save our country. And when the stuff I'm going to share in a minute is going to be high. I'm going to provide a lot of motivation for your listeners as to why we can't stop. Okay. Cause this is what America faces if we stop. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do four next year. So housekeeping note number three, we're doing four, but the mainstream media is going to tell you that we're slowing down because it's financially not doing well. And that's what they're saying. And I can just tell you, by the grace of God, I have other businesses that thankfully do well. So if my home remodeling business and the dog training business and my haircut business weren't doing well, that would be a problem. But I use money from other businesses to offset the losses of these events. And we've had some wonderful patriots donate $10 and $20 to help me on this ridiculous Eric Coomer lawsuit, where the former head of security and strategy for Dominion is suing me for allowing people like Mike Lindell and you to talk about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. And so I pay about $2,000 a day in legal fees for that. So housekeeping note number one, I haven't lost my mind. The mainstream media is allowed. Two, you can name your price. Three, they're not profitable, but we're not slowing down. We're going to do four next year. And Scott, you've been a big part. You've done events. You've organized events. You know what it takes. And I just was talking to Eric Trump and Cash, and we felt like if we did four events and did them up really big, I mean, really big, where you show up and go, that was my favorite event of my life. You know, that was, because the events are already great, but it's like, what if we get like 7,000 people, 8,000 people, 10,000? What if we, and so that's where we're going to head. So Scott, we're doing four events next year. And as you know, I took a lot of heat early on for bringing you on the tour. You probably took a lot of heat for having me on your show. And we're very loyal to you, Scott, and your listeners out there. And so you open invitation to you for all these events. But I just wanted to clarify those housekeeping notes because I'm being asked that a lot. Holcomb, I think you've had a lot of people, as we head into Branson, ask, well, I thought these events were free. Are you getting those questions?
Yeah.
And it's just like the media is putting it out there. Clay Clark is lining his pockets. And now they're going, Clay Clark is losing his mind. And so I would just encourage everybody to know, we continue to not be profitable, but Scott, we're not a nonprofit because I'm not going to do that 501c3 stuff.
Mm. Well, you know, interestingly enough, you know, a guy said to me early on when Patriot Street Fighter came online and was building a website,
yeah,
kept thanking me profusely. He was building it for free, everything. Just, I want to help build you a website. And I was saying to him, he kept thanking me profusely for allowing him to work with me. I said, it's really bizarre that you're thanking me for allowing you to work for me for free. He said, before I could even barely finish it, his name's Mitchell Royster. He says, Scott, I'm not working for free. I'm working for freedom.
There
and
it is.
Like, what a brilliant, brilliant statement. And it's kind of like what you're doing here. They say, so here you're losing money on this tour. So the response is, actually, I'm actually investing a lot of money in this tour.
There it is.
It's an investment in America. Look, my expenses may be as much as anybody's out there.
I agree. I just wanted to, you don't charge me a speaking fee. You come to these events, you pay your own way, you pay your own security. And I just wanted to share that because we're having it's fueled by the media. So the media is trying to attack people and the reason why we have to charge something is because they cost several hundred thousand dollars to put on. But I wanted to show people, Scott, kind of a look at what the tour's like. A little bit of behind the scenes, but just kind of a recap. This was Mannheim, and I want to just special thanks to the Spooky Nook owners and managers. They were great people, first class. But here you go. This is kind of what the event looks like: the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. There's Aya Kelly, General Flynn, Dave Scarlett. Shofars to gofars, folks. There's Dave Scarlett. This is his son, Creed. Stella Emanuel, Melody, Praise and Worship Team,
General Flynn, Mike Lindell.
Pastor Mark Burns. Now, if you've noticed, I don't sit around and go, okay, we need one Asian person, one white person, and one black person to complete this diverse photo. But we have people of all different ages and all different races and all different backgrounds and all different skin colors and whatever you want to describe. People from the UK, people from the East Coast, people from, oh, there he is. Hey, all right, there's Mel K. Hey, I just want to show you, it's going to be a great event, but this is why we do it here. I'm going to pull this. This is the most disturbing video clip I'm ever going to share with anybody. And I want people to really take a moment, marinate, folks. I'm not encouraging anybody to drink a beer or a glass of wine, but I'm saying this right here is insanity. And it's going to probably make you, you're going to go, oh, I need a beer. Don't do it. You're going to say, I need a Red Bull. You know, I say, I need to hit myself with a bug zapper. I need to taser myself. You're going to have some reaction. Okay. So you've all know Harari and his ilk. The United Nations are going to be going to the top of Mount Sinai, the United Nations, on November 13th to introduce a new 10 Commandments.
Uh-oh.
On November 13th. So this is the United Nations. Okay. Now I want people to listen. The first voice you're going to hear is a show called Watchman on the Wall 88. He does a great job. Here it is. Watch this, folks.
There is a connection between the whole climate change agenda and the coming one world religion. Folks, you have got to see what's about to go down on Mount Sinai.
What?
Here's a recent article from Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. Returning to Mount Sinai, a prophetic call for climate justice and ceremony of repentance. Sunday, November 13th, 2022, Mount Sinai, in parallel with the COP27 United Nations Climate Conference.
In the Ten Commandments, you actually have an endorsement of slavery. In the Tenth Commandment, that thou shalt not covet, it says that you shouldn't covet your neighbor's slave, which implies that it's perfectly fine to have slaves. It's just not fine to covet your neighbor's slaves. This is something God disapproves of, and it's still there.
This is Yuval Noah Harari there, and he's saying out loud, he's saying that Christianity is causing climate change.
You know, it starts with religious stories. That again, you learn as a kid in the book of Genesis that God created humans as superior to all the other animals and gave humans actually the command to rule and exploit all the ecosystems. I mean, as if the entire, everything was just created for us.
Yeah.
And you have, I don't know, these Noah, the story of Noah's flood, which again implies that, you know, the entire ecosystem is destroyed because of human sin. The message kids get is from these kind of biblical stories is that it's all about us. And this links directly to the ecological catastrophe that we are facing because, I mean, what led to it is this impression that the entire ecosystem is just there for us. It's just there for us to exploit and whatever. So we need to change these kinds of stories.
He's actually stating that the cause of the climate crisis is Christianity. He continues.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Wait, that's not true?
Fake news.
Fake news have been with us for thousands of years. Just think of the Bible. But that's...
Invite media to cover...
And so this guy, he hops on James Corden and he says that this, he believes this might be the last elections we have in America. Listen to this.
There is a chance, it's not a big chance, but there is a chance that the next presidential election would be the last Democratic election in U.S. history.
And this is the top advisor for Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, and he keeps talking about how there's going to be a catastrophe that's going to make COVID look like nothing, that's going to cause the whole world to give up their sovereignty and to move into a one-world government. Listen to this guy.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus.
it's not the Black Death, and look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change. Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, and again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries.
Look at this guy.
You can actually do that. And life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system.
He goes on to say that we need to recreate the third temple. He's pushing the third temple. He says we need to remove the body of Christ. Listen to this.
Christ's second coming in order to overcome death.
That thou shalt not covet. It says that you shouldn't covet your neighbor's slave.
Oh, this guy.
Which implies that it's perfectly fine to have slaves. It's just not fine to covet your neighbor's slaves. This is something God disapproves of. And it's still there.
We don't have to wait until Christ's second coming in order to overcome death. A couple of geeks in a laboratory can do
it. He's offering people eternal life.
If you give them enough time and money.
You have a lovely passage where you say, looking at the world today, God seems to be making a comeback, but this is a mirage. God is dead. It just takes a while to get rid of the body.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy.
He wants to change the laws.
Without injustice, without poverty. And which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
Then he talks about a catastrophe that's supposed to hit the world all at one time that will literally cause all of humanity to drown and die, except for the elites. Watch this guy.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and then the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on.
Blockchain. The original blockchain is the Bible.
So just so we're clear, this guy wants to build a technological Noah's Ark that he can survive. By the way, it's called the Svalbard Seed Vault. The Svalbard Seed Vault, okay? And it's owned by Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. He wants to introduce a new period of time called the Anthropocene. It's on the World Economic Forum website. It stands for Human Controlled Gene. He wants to remove the body of Christ from the planet. Let me just continue. I want people to see. This is mind-boggling. Okay, so in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, it talks about how the Euphrates River has to dry up before Christ's return. Okay, mm-hmm. And look at this. It says here, the Euphrates, it's drying up. Revelation 16, 12 says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So there's like the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then there is the unholy Trinity, which would be the Antichrist prophet, and Satan. Okay. Microsoft has rolled out that patent. We've talked about it before. This is Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, patent number W02020060606. Everything happening in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 21, these are all things that Jesus said had to happen before his return. They're all happening simultaneously. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. It's headed up by this guy, Klaus Schwab. His top advisor is this guy, Yuval Noah Harari. You just saw this guy. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. The internet, which we're using to do this show, is speeding up the acceleration of information, which would fulfill Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. And WWW in Hebrew is 666. And it was created by CERN, whose logo is 666. The CERN logo is 666. The word corona is literally 666, and he can't keep that word out of his mouth. He loves the word corona, 666. Joe Biden signed the Jerusalem Declaration, thus cutting Israel in half, 666 days after Trump signed the Abraham Accords. The Google Chrome logo is 666. The legislation Congress is rushing in right now to force people to take the shots is H.R. 666 and H.R. 6666. The Guardian of Nations statue, which is in front of the United Nations, fulfills Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, Revelation 13, 2. Putin is teaming up with Iran and Turkey right now, which would fulfill, this is real stuff, he's cementing an alliance with Iran and Turkey, which would fulfill Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1 through 6. Rules for Radicals was written in 1971, which taught people how to use Luciferian arguments, you know, to win arguments and how to apologize in advance and all these crazy things. We began sacrificing babies to Baal in 1971, the same year that Rules for Radicals was written, the same year that the World Economic Forum was written, the same year that the World Economic Forum was founded, and the same year we got off of God's money, the gold standard. The gold standard, we got off that in 1971. Again, Haggai 2:8 says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. You've all know Harari is saying out loud he wants to change all of the laws and all of the times. He wants to change the times to call it the Anthropocene. And he's now doing interviews with the New York Times, telling this poor lady, this interviewer, that he wants to get rid of all the laws.
It will demand a lot of changes in many fields. The most obvious is the legal field. The idea that we punish people for making bad choices, that should be out.
I mean, this guy... And by the way, I put all this here. There's so much here. I just want people to understand he's wanting to connect brains to computers. He's saying that's what we have to do with the mRNA technology, which would fulfill Revelation 17:13, says they have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. He's now referring to the Noah's Ark, leaving the rest of humanity to drown, which would fulfill Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 through 39, like as in the days of Noah. It says here, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, his name, Yuval, in Hebrew means father of music. The first time the name Yuval or Jubal is referenced in the Bible, it's in Genesis. He's the son of the first sexually perverse person in the Bible. Noah, like as in the days of Noah, Harari, means mountain dweller. That's what his name means. This guy, he keeps referring, I mean, he's openly, China's now saying that they want to add wings to the tiger. China is now currently describing, this is the year that they add wings to the tiger, which would fulfill Revelation 13, too. Yuval Noah Harari wants everyone to abstain from eating meat, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. It says that it says here, 1 Timothy, which was written a long time before yesterday. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. You know, you've all know Harari doesn't think people should get married anymore. This guy, he actually refers to himself as a god. He says that he now is a god. Daniel 11:37 says he will not believe in any god except for himself. It says in Daniel 11:37 that the Antichrist prophet will not desire women. Guess what? He's openly gay. Yuval Noah Harari wants to end clear-cut genders. He's now saying that we need to be done with genders. It's a problem. We need to be done with it.
Print. With a sufficient advance, again, in biotechnology and in virtual reality, this clear-cut dichotomy of gender, of men and women, and so forth, it will no longer make any sense.
This guy's out of his mind, and he's the leader of these people. Bill Gates is wanting to dim the sun. I've always read Matthew chapter 24, and I thought, how are they going to dim the sun? This just in, Bill Gates is actually trying to dim the sun with what MIT calls space bubbles.
Bill Gates is now backing something called sun dimming technology.
This is a real thing. And it says in Matthew chapter 24, it says, "And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." He keeps up obsessing about upgrading himself into gods, which is 1137 Daniel, Daniel 1137. He keeps talking about putting surveillance under the skin, mm-hmm. which is Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. He keeps doing this. The World Economic Forum, which he's a lead advisor for, is now putting microchips under the skin and hands of people with a company called Wallmore.
Trending today at 6:23, a British company has an idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things. Oh. But as you can imagine, not everyone's on board with this one.
And here's why. They're selling microchips to implant under your skin. The company Walletmore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I would love this because I never know where my debit card is in one of their walls.
So all I'm saying right now is we have got to wake it up, America. Now, I don't, again, I don't claim to know the day that Jesus returns. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I'm not a prophet, you know, but I know that Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 says, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more in all in thee, And for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." And I know sorcery means pharmakia, and pharmakia means sorcery. And I know Yuval says this technology can control your thoughts, and he's excited about it. So all I'm just saying right now is, this November 13th, and I don't name dates. I'm not a big date guesser. You know, Scott, I don't hop on my show or on the stage and say, "I think this might happen." I don't do that. But they're setting dates. So United Nations is saying they're going to go to the top of Mount Sinai and roll out the new Ten Commandments. So all I can say right now is, Scott, I am so thankful that you're on the tour. I'm so thankful, Gina, that you're able to talk to people and help them find a price that works for them. And I hope everybody reads all those Bible references that I gave you tonight, and that you just pray about it and think about it and, you know, draw your own conclusions. But this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, checks every single box for the description, mindset, words, actions, place of origin, sexual orientation, and overall worldview of the Antichrist prophet. And in Israel right now, the rabbis in Israel are now saying that there is a young Messiah running around, and the red heifers just got delivered to Israel. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there, Scott. And I'm telling you, I see an urgency right now. We had 400 mm-hmm. baptisms at the last event. And to my knowledge, Scott, there were no fake pastors in the house. And so that's kind of where I'm at, Scott. I'm just trying to get the truth out there. And I just encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com. Come join us at one of these events, because we in a half hour, I'm trying to fit in 5 hours of content. But Scott, I mean, this guy right here, not only is he a weasel, but he's now on mainstream media every single day. MIT, Stanford, Harvard, they praise this guy. Late night television. He's everywhere. Scott, this guy right here, you've all known Harari. This guy, look at that guy. He is fulfilling every possible checkbox of the Antichrist prophet. Blows my mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to help get the word out there, because I just had the great t-shirt idea for Patriot Street Fighter. We're going to have definition of MTP, and Noah Harari's face is going to be on that t-shirt. It's going to be a massive seller, kind of like Save the Kids.
Amen. Amen. And again, Holcomb, if people want to get a ticket, just for clarity, if they go to timetofreeamerica.com and request a ticket, again, how does the pricing work? Just so people can have some clarity, because the mainstream media right now is really trying to make your job difficult by telling people that, you know, these events are going to gouge you, or, you know, you can't afford to go. How does that work?
We're going to have something for everybody. So if you want to sit up in the front in the VIP section, then those tickets are $500 a piece.
Yep.
Pastors and veterans get half off, because we love our pastors and veterans and support them. And then general admission is all the seating behind the VIP section. Those are $250. And then we'll work with your budget and get you there somehow.
Scott, thank you so much, brother. I really do appreciate you. And folks, when in doubt, stay away from Yuval Noah Harari. And if you find yourself in a prison cell with Yuval Noah Harari, know you'll probably get monkeypox.
That was a nice slide into home plate on the way out the door.
All right. Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Great to have you, buddy. Thanks. And good to see you, little lady. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Well, there you have it, folks. How do I finish that off? Come on out to the November 4th and 5th event, Branson, Missouri. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you'll see right there where you can actually get the tickets and see what the upcoming tour date schedule is. As for me, I am going to, after the 4th and the 5th, I'm going to, I think, take the rest of the year off. We're wrung out from being on the road so much, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm literally falling apart. So we'll get back to a more of a consistent broadcast schedule too. All you folks out there, thank you for being patient. I don't like to be, unpredictable in running the operation. I know many days like, hey, where's the show? We're ready to go. And they're not there. And just kind of how things have kind of ramped up in speed and consuming a lot of time. But got an interesting project that we're going to complete here quickly, and I'll announce that. Hopefully it adds some value. This project will add some value to how people see life and their own capabilities, etc. And that's going to be coming out shortly. I'll make a more definitive announcement on that, something we've been working on for the last several months. All in all, been a good year. Let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. We're in countdown time now, folks. Make sure you get out to vote. And again, I've referred people to Patrick Burns' One More Mission, calling out to our most important people in our society, those who were have the psychology of rescuers, of we the people, that are they're retired veterans, retired military, retired first responders, all those people that have always been there for us in times of trouble, asking you to come out on election day, go somewhere, meet up with some people that you know in your former career field, be at these polls all day. It's one day out of the year, and just rotate in shifts, take videos, watch everything. People come and go, they don't get to see anything. But if you stay there all day observing, get your camera and your video, or your video on your phone, take video, because that way we can push a lot of this stuff out there in their attempt to do what they always do, steal elections. Anyways, this will be a wrap up for the week. Look forward to having you back, seeing us on Monday at the Tipping Point Revolution Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern every Monday, live streaming also on American Media Periscope and through to Rumble. And we'll see you then. Patriot Street Fighter out. Hey, Patriot Street Fighters, Scott McKay here, coming to you on a Saturday, Dallas, Texas. It's the 3rd September, nice, bright, sunny day. Not getting as much rain as I was hoping we would get. But anyways, thought I'd put out a quick message on the status of our operations, economic warfare. Some of you have heard about Operation Tomahawk and the significant inroads we are making in creating movement where we the people can join it without having to basically leave our home, where we can take the fight to our enemy. And what exactly is that fight? Who's the enemy? I come from the wellness industry. And I remember back in 25 years in the wellness industry, formed a company back in around 2008 with a number of investing partners, a wellness-based multimedia company. And I had some very high-level investors in terms of education, multiple PhDs, MDs, et cetera. Were partners of mine. I started to learn a lot about things that I didn't even know in the wellness side of the world, specifically food production. And of course, I've talked about the disease rate skyrocketing in this country over the last 30, 40 years. And I've zeroed in on only one aspect of it, and that was corporate food production. Massive corporations buying up all the farms, producing non-nutrient dense foods because they don't do things that are healthy for the soil, make sure nutrients transition from the soil into produce and into our bodies and keeps our immune system functioning. Well, there came to my attention another aspect of how they've gotten to this point where diseases run rampant in the United States, all across America, sickness, disease. And that is from the corporate conglomerate, the global corporate conglomerate that sells us home consumable products. Like who? Like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Kraft, Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. You think, well, what does Pepsi have to do with it or Coca-Cola? What you learn is there's 11 corporations that bought up about 225 to 250 of all the brand name products you and I know about, what we grew up with over the last many decades. All these brand name companies used to be independent. They've all been bought up by these 11 corporations. And these 11 corporations are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three enemy targets of We the People, backed by the World Economic Forum. When I saw this and what was presented to me, along with a company in America, a 37-year-old, multi-billion dollar a year factory consumer direct operation Patriot company that manufactures all the things that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, in my bathroom sink cupboard, laundry room, bathroom, throughout the house, all the products that we consume from these big box retailers like Walmart and Target that we were herded into without any choice because of the bioweapon attack that destroyed millions of mom and pop businesses and small businesses around the country because they had an agenda. Well, here's how I saw it. All these companies are knowingly selling us poison and convincing us it's okay to consume these things, like Johnson & Johnson being sued twice for putting asbestos in baby powder. When you hear things like this, you finally at some point have to wake up. What the hell is going on? Well, in my research, investigation, and what we decided to do was create another ground of attack against this criminal corporate power that's not just destroying the country, but they're destroying the world and humanity. They have the research that they do, their own double-blind, placebo-controlled, their gold standard of testing and studies, peer-reviewed, third-party peer-reviewed papers on the chemicals and poisons that they use, and they convince us with billions or trillions of marketing and advertising that it's okay to consume all these products and we'll be fine. Well, when you come from my seat in the wellness industry for 25 years, and I've been around the industry since I was about 20, and I'm 57. I've seen the big picture from 80,000 feet. These people are killers. They know what they're selling us when they can take the same research from natural plants and produce products. Of course, they can't patent it and charge, you know, billions for it, just like the big pharma industry. They could do what our partner company does. Natural products, natural ingredients, harmless for people or the environment. So we decided to launch a new operation here at Patriot Street Fighter. Information warfare has been the playing field we've been on for 2.5 years now, and we're launching a new front of attack. It's economic warfare. We're going after these companies, and we're going to give them the tomahawk on their blood supply. We're cutting off their cash flow. And how do you do that? Go check out Operation Tomahawk at this website, tomahawkswitch.com. Tomahawkswitch.com. Go have a look. You'll see a video in there. If you like what you hear or see or read, you say, you know what? I can do that. I can get in this fight. I'm not the school board kind of person or the protests or the city councils or running for office locally or whatever, because we have to do this at the We the People level, the consent of the governed level. We have to do it at our level to take our country back. How do we do it? We shut off their blood supply. We stop giving these killers our money that they're using to kill us. So how do we do it? Shift to a Patriot company producing natural products. We launched this 5 months ago, and the $2 billion a year company, the founder reached out and wanted to know what we were doing, how we were doing it, how is it possible to explode something this fast in such a short amount of time to the level we have. And I explained why. These are battlefield soldiers, we the people, getting on the battlefield to fight this global criminal power that's taken over our country and our planet. And the people are rising and they're fighting back. This is a way that every American can get into this fight. And you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to take a look at Operation Tomahawk, because what it is doing, even with my level of optimism, has blown me away. And we're just getting started. So go check out tomahawkswitch.com. Have a deep look. Chat with somebody who will, you'll get a text from an automated system, by the way. It'll be a text from an automated system representing me, because we couldn't bring thousands and thousands of people to this battlefield with me and one person. So it'll give you an opportunity to connect with somebody, make a calendar appointment. Somebody can call you and say, here's what it is. You want to make the switch? Do you want to stop buying all this poison from these killers and at same cost competitive or cheaper than Walmart or Target and natural products that are better? They'll help you do it. So again, check it out, tomahawkswitch.com. You owe it to you and you owe it to your family and you owe it to the country to take a look and find a way that you can get on this battlefield, on any battlefield, along with the consent of the governed, to take back our country from these killers and the politicians that they own. Come and check out Operation Tomahawk. Thanks for taking the time. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.